airports across the U.S. this week are beginning to install a controversial new device to keep passengers safe. 150 body scanners will be in place by the summer, but some question whether the devices are the answer for a host of reasons, from privacy to efficacy. Ronan Attai is the general manager of the Israeli Security Academy, just outside Tel Aviv. His private company trains airport security staff all over the world. And Mr. Attai, we've got these scanners this week going into Boston and O'Hare airports in Chicago, and then there'll be more installed over the next few months. Interestingly, though, the Ben Gurion Airport near Tel Aviv, considered one of the safest in the world, doesn't have one of these body scanners. Why not?
Because in Ben Gurion, in general, we are using a different kind of system. Actually, we're using a concept that built up from five elements that we call of security, and not basing all our security on any kind of technology.
So do you think these scanners will significantly improve airline security in the U.S. then?
I'm very happy about any technology coming into the aviation security, but I think this is coming maybe just to fulfill the need of the citizen to see any response of the government for the last incident. But I don't think it will major improve the aviation security in the state.
All right, so you said five main elements in Israel's security program for airlines. What are those five elements?
Actually, we start from the intelligence, gathering information before even the passenger come into the airport. In the moment that he buy his ticket, we actually try to analyze a couple of elements. If he buy one-way ticket, we ask ourselves why. And of course, like you do, we're looking at the list of the people that we don't want to see them on flights, and we make sure that this guy cannot pass our gate and come into the airplane.
Don't you think, though, that let's take the example of the Nigerian man who tried to blow up a U.S. commercial passenger jet on Christmas Day. If the Amsterdam airport had a full body scan screener, don't you think that he never would have made it on the plane?
Maybe, yes. But as you know, today explosives or the enemy is very smart, and he used the explosive in a very interesting way. As you see this guy of Nigeria. And there is another example that we see here in Israel, not in airport, but in security checkpoint, a suicide bomber, a lady this time, she was using long underwear that was soaked in explosive that melt into the underwear. And the personnel detector and lead her to a side area. She tried to operate explosive, but for our luck, this device didn't work.
What about the actual kind of, you know, qualitative side of the personnel who work in the Israel airport? I mean, one gets a sense here in the United States sometimes that there's a very thin line between, you know, the security people and other jobs that they might be doing in the service sector. Whereas I feel, you know, the two times that I've been through the Israel airport, that those people are actually probably pretty closely tied to the Secret Service.
Our personnel, we operate in many ways. For example, when you are walking into the airport, there is a guard that you see. They are armed and they're looking at you. But when you are inside the airport, there are people undercover searching for your suspicious mark, maybe extra tense, sweating, or any kind of suspicious sign. In second, we put another people before you come even to check-in points. They are using what we're calling profiling.
I mean, Mr. Attai, you said it yourself. I mean, one thing that a lot of critics do hold against the Israeli security system is that it does rely pretty heavily on racial profiling, which is something that poses potential civil rights violations here in the United States.
I know, and I think this will be one of the major problems if you want to implement our system in your country. But actually, we find it working until this moment. As you said, Ben Gurion is one of the most secure airports in the world.
Ronan Attai, general manager of the privately run Israeli Security Academy, just outside Tel Aviv. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.